This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The International Criminal Court has now issued an arrest warrant against Russian President Vladimir Putin, an exceedingly rare step for the world body, accusing the Russian leader of the war crime of illegally deporting hundreds of children from Ukraine. In a video statement, the International Criminal Court President, Pyotr Hovmansky, says judges have signed off on the two war crimes arrest.
The International Criminal Court has issued two warrants of arrest in the Ukraine situation for Vladimir Putin, President of the Russian Federation, and for Maria Lvova-Belova, Commissioner of the Russian President for Children's Rights, for the alleged war crimes of deportation of children from Ukrainian-occupied territories into the Russian Federation.
Hovmansky marked the importance of the process, but said it does not stop there.
The ICC is doing its part of work. As a court of law, the judges issued arrest warrants. Their execution depends on international cooperation.
Moscow has repeatedly denied the accusations that its forces have committed atrocities during its one-year invasion of its neighbor and branded the court's decision as null and void with respect to Russia. Chinese President Xi Jinping now plans to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow next week, highlighted China's aspirations for a greater role on the world stage, but they also revealed the perils of global diplomacy. Hours after the announcement of the trip, an international arrest warrant was issued for Putin on war crimes. This is VOA News. Turkey President Tayyip Erdogan said the country's parliament will begin ratifying Finland's NATO bid, but as Reuters' Christy Kilbourne reports, he held off on approving Sweden's.
President Tayyip Erdogan made the announcement on Friday, lifting the biggest hurdle left to enlarging the Western Defense Alliance as war rages in Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg welcomed the move.
The most important thing is that both Finland and Sweden become full members of NATO quickly, not whether they join at exactly the same time.
The three countries signed a deal in Madrid last year, laying out steps to overcome Turkey's concerns over accession. But Ankara says Stockholm harbors members of what Turkey calls terrorist groups, particularly the Kurdish militant group PKK, a charge Sweden denies.
That is Reuters' Christy Kilbourne. Some 2.5 tons of natural uranium stored in a site in war-torn Libya have disappeared. That's according to a statement Thursday from the United Nations nuclear watchdog. The International Atomic Energy Agency said its inspectors found that 10 drums containing approximately 2.5 tons of natural uranium had gone missing from an unnamed site in Libya. Forces allied to a warlord battling the Libyan government in Tripoli claimed Thursday night they recovered the material. Inspectors said that they were trying to confirm that natural uranium cannot immediately be used for energy production or bomb fuel. However, those with expertise can over time make weapons-grade uranium with it. Law enforcement officials in New York are getting ready for the possibility of Donald Trump appearing in a Manhattan court in weeks.
Grand jury is examining hush money paid to women who alleged sexual encounters with the former president. Four law enforcement officials tell the AP authorities are making preliminary security preparations in case Trump is indicted and shows up in court. There's been no public announcement of any time frame for the grand jury's secret work. It's been hearing from witnesses, including former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, who says he orchestrated payments to the women.
He needs to be held accountable for his dirty deeds.
Trump denies any wrongdoing and says the investigation's a bid by a Democratic prosecutor to sabotage his presidential run. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.